Hey, howdy and happy day. Karen again in church. You know what? That's kind of inconvenient. You're anticipating a spiritual kind of awakening, I guess, when you go into church. You don't expect to take a gun and look after yourself and people around you. And I've talked about this before, but hey, there's a little twist on humor with the sign from a church. Could be a spoof sign, but it's kind of cute regardless. Have a look at that. Now, American forces have hit yet another vessel. I've lost count how many they're doing, but these are vessels outside of Venezuela that are carrying illegal drugs, and Trump says bomb them. And they have been bombing them, and here's a quote from Trump. He says this: the Navy, they support our mission to blow the cartel terrorists the hell out of the water. We did another one last night. Now, you just can't find any, he says. They're not coming in by sea anymore. Well, imagine that. And now we're going to start looking about in the land, and because they're forced to now go by land, they can't go by water. That's good. The war is on. The war against terror and drug dealers and so on. He's doing it. And it's pretty remarkable when you think it through, because no one else has had the courage to do that. You're attacking, okay? These are people, they leave the port in a boat. They got all kinds of drugs and people. I think one boat had 11 people, another four or five or whatever it is. And there's been several boats that have been blown out of the water. He's attacking that, and that's a pretty good thing. The left, of course, doesn't like it. I have a chart for the left, kind of like a gas gauge. It shows the days left of left crazy and so on. Stupidity, all of that stuff that the left has. So let me go through my little gauge. Number one is silly. They go from silly up to delusional, up to weird, and then stupidity, and then moronic, and then crazy, and finally they arrive and they get a diploma. It's insane, because that's what they do. They complain about things that shouldn't be complained about. How dare you blow a boat out of the water with fentanyl and everything else? They're coming to kill us, and you did that? Not nice. You're supposed to let them come to America and get their job done. Stupid stuff. Employment. I got lots of stuff here today. Come on, sit in the edge of your table or chair, and we'll get through this together, hey? Employment insurance premiums will be reduced by 1 cent a year. 1 cent. And apparently that's worth billions. Billions. And now I look at countries like Canada, who has abolished the penny, and America. Even Trump one day said, let's get rid of the penny. When you round up or round down, people lose millions of dollars a day in America, millions of dollars a week in Canada. It's not good. I mean, governments are supposed to be able to add and subtract properly, so don't get rid of the penny. Here's a case where they got rid of the penny, not the same way that I'm talking about, of course. Billions of dollars? That's what the EI Commission says. Well, that's a big deal. Now, Ottawa. Ottawa is an interesting city. It's, of course, ran by woke left-wing people on that gauge that I spoke of. They would be at the very top with stupidity, or insane, pardon me, because they won. They got the ticket. They graduated. In any event, they've now said we're withdrawing fines issued to pro-Palestinian protesters from the last 2 years. They're withdrawing the fines. But yet, other groups, like the truck convoy that was there a couple of years ago in COVID, they didn't withdraw any fines. I mean, but now you got Palestinians, they're walking around with, they got Palestinian flags up. Do they forget what happened in Israel 2 years ago now? I guess they have amnesia. It's craziness. Now, Iowa, you have a school district superintendent there who was hired. And he shouldn't have been. I mean, he was in the country illegally. He's got a rap sheet, you know, as long as my arm. And he was captured. He ran away from, I think it was the FBI. And they found a bunch of cash at his car and a loaded gun and a knife. And all of this stuff was a repeat performance of where he's been before. And people on the board of the school, they wept and said, oh, no, we want to keep him. What? You shouldn't have hired him. He was an illegal. That's what the left does. They do things that are crazy. And then they're sad when it gets undone. How can you be sad? This guy, he can't be good to have around kids. I mean, I guess he was hired because, you know, it's this bleeding heart liberal stuff again. I mean, I think what it really is whatever is right, whatever we're for, they're against. That pretty much sums it up, I think. Now, lastly, British Columbia, Canada, the premier there, he's dull. Premier Abbey, he's dull. So now he's hired a comedian to help him add humor to his speeches, right? I mean, he's hired this guy, he's a socialist, self-proclaimed socialist, Charles Demers, and he's been retained at $165 an hour for a two-year program, upwards to $150,000, with an option for renewal for an additional 2 years, which takes it up close to $500,000, right? BC has a record-breaking deficit, upwards to $12 billion. I mean, they're broke. They're broke. It's no laughing matter, Abby. And now you're going to learn how to laugh? I really want to laugh about this. Why don't you resign and go away? You're just a socialist, and it's you that has screwed it up. And now you want to go laugh about it and take share, take citizens' money, taxpayers' money, to teach you how to laugh better because you're dull? Duh. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.